And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. This is a special edition of Mind Your Business presented by Investors Bank. And as we all know, the world is dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, and executives at Investors Bank have been sharing worthwhile banking and business management recommendations. Unfortunately, we've all been affected in one way or another by this terrible pandemic, and many businesses, of course, will benefit from the practical financial information about moving forward in a drastically different way of life. For those just tuning in, you missed a great interview with Dominic A. Kama. He's the president and COO of Investors Bank. Michael McIntyre, head of business and government banking. And we're about to hear from Bill Brown, chief retail banking officer. In case you're just tuning in, by Tuesday morning, the entire show will be up on the archives at mybradio.com, and you'll be able to hear all the very critical business advice that they are sharing on this program. Bill Brown, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
And thank you for having me. And boy, you led off the show, this segment, really with a broad brush statement there. We are all impacted. And so I'm delighted to join you and your listeners to talk a little bit about how we as a community can support each other. So
yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And I will, and we understand that life has been turned upside down, but it's hard for me to do this without having you across the table. I remember interviewing you in the past, and you're just a breath of fresh air. I wish we could be together. I wish.
Well, thank you.
It's
same
so true. Here. It's so true. So, Bill, how is Investors Bank protecting its employees and customers during this very unfortunate, severe COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, that's a really good question to lead off with. You know, it is the safety of our employees. It is the safety of our clients. It is the safety of our communities that have guided a lot of our decision-making over the past several weeks. And when it comes to the health and well-being of our customers and our employees, we have changed basic things like our cleaning routines in our branches. We have changed the liquids and the disinfectants that our cleaning crews are using. We've increased the frequency of the physical cleaning of our branches in order to make sure that we are adhering to CDC guidelines, best practice guidelines about how to create a safe environment. Also, we've changed sort of the service model in our branches. We've changed our service delivery. We are trying to perform as many routine transactions as we can through our drive-through in order to maintain this idea of social distancing. We've also closed the front doors of the branch to just general walk-in traffic, and we're asking all of our clients and our prospects to make appointments. That way we can control the flow of people in and out of the branch for their protection as well as ours, again, to maintain those social distancing guidelines. But also in asking people for appointments, it affords us the opportunity to talk to them ahead of time about why they would want to come to the bank, because heaven forbid we allow a customer to come to a bank to perform a transaction that they could have done, number one, in the safety and the security of their own home environment without having to expose themselves or their family to any additional exposure to this virus. And so we are taking a lot of actions. The other part is, as a bank, we historically have had our staff groups, our support groups, working in large physical office complexes, in rows of cubicles and offices. And this current epidemic, this pandemic, has caused us to change about how we think about how people work. And so we've really, I think, done a really good job, as probably many of your listeners, companies, in trying to support from a technology standpoint those employees who can fully perform their jobs from home. Because again, why encourage them to get out in public? Why encourage them to get on mass transit if we know it is absolutely in their best interest? And so we've made a number of changes there.
Now, Bill, my guest is Bill Brown, Chief Retail Banking Officer at Investors Bank. We know that you're a Investors Bank is a serious player online. You have an app on, you have a mobile app through the Apple Store, through Google Play. You know, what is the best way that you would suggest customers manage their banking needs during the pandemic?
Yeah, you know, you hit it right on the head. I think first and foremost, our clients and the clients of other banks as well, they can download their mobile app. They can also on their laptops or their computers log into the online application. And the wonderful thing about those is that they're up 24/7. They're round the clock. The app allows the customer to check their balances, to pay bills, to transfer funds within Investors Bank or transfer funds to another financial institution. We really think it is the best option at this point in time for customers to manage their money, you know, quickly, securely, easily from their business or their home. And, you know, mobile technology is such now that you can use the smartphone to even deposit checks. And so I think that the technology associated with the banks has caught up in such a way that for the majority of our customers, they should be able to use the mobile phone. Of course, our customers can always call our client care center, which we refer to as the NICE center, if they want additional assistance. But I really do think if we're looking at this just from the safety standpoint and the health of our clients, download that mobile app, get on to online banking. And that way you and your family are protected while you're at home.
Now, Bill, this is a key question that's on the mind of so many, especially while virtually everyone out there in some way, shape, or form is doing commerce online. Do you have any advice for customers on how they can avoid scamming, phishing, scammers during this time? You know, what should customers know about how, in particular, Investors Bank will interact with them, and that and how someone could really spot if there's an illegal if there's an individual out there that's trying to do something illegal and misrepresenting themselves as a bank employee, whether by phone, by email, or any other method.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is unfortunate that in times like this, in crisis like this, we see the very best of humanity and our community and our neighbors, but it also it brings out in some cases the very worst in humanity. And this is a time where perhaps fraudsters and folks that don't wish well on our clients try to prey upon them. And so there's a couple of tips that I want to make sure I share with the listeners. Number one, Investors Bank will never, ever ask you for confidential information, such as your name or your login credentials or a user ID or a password. We're not going to ask you for your personal identification number or your account number. No bank would ever ask you for that information over the phone. And that's one of the key ways that I think scammers take advantage of unsuspecting individuals, is that they are falsely reaching out to people, representing the bank, saying that they're testing systems or that they're providing resources or they're collecting donations. And again, remember, your bank will never ask you for confidential information over the phone. And so if someone calls saying that they represent a bank and asking for that, you should be on guard. When you get emails, never ever click on a hyperlink from an email sender that you don't recognize. That is a way that people often introduce malware into their computers or their smartphones. Watch out for emails that look like they're coming from government agencies, that look official, like they're coming from the Centers for Disease Control in this case, or Centers for Disease Prevention, or the Treasury. People can disguise emails in very clever ways. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. Don't fall victim to scams online offering things like vaccines for COVID-19. That hasn't even been developed yet.
Right.
Folks need to do their homework. They need to make sure that if they do want to donate to a charitable organization, that it's probably one they should be familiar with, or it's probably one that they should be reaching out to, not that charitable organization reaching out to them. And there are great resources like the Better Business Bureau that are around to also help. The other thing in times like this is, be skeptical of folks calling you for quote-unquote investment opportunities or any other financial-related transaction in which they promise you money quickly or a profit quickly. Things like that just don't happen. And I would recommend for the listeners, if they want to do some research and background, they can go to www.consumer.ftc.gov. There's a blog there associated with the coronavirus. It's particularly pointed at scammers for the coronavirus. Folks should really look out for themselves and look out for each other too. Don't forward suspicious emails to one another, because just like the virus, these things spread electronically. Let's try to control that so that we don't expose our family and allow them to fall victims to some of these scammers.
Great advice. Thank you, Bill. We're speaking with Bill Brown, Chief Retail Banking Officer here on Mind Your Business, a special presentation by Investors Bank, dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic from a business perspective. Bill, what is Investors Bank doing to help families who may have loans as well as financial obligations, especially in households, as many households where two or more wage earners are, have been furloughed from their jobs?
Yeah, that's a really sad side effect and a direct impact that this virus has had on many families in our listening area. And so there's a lot of things that we're doing because we recognize that as a community bank and with the tagline, banking in your best interest, that we have a role to play to make sure we continue to help our clients and their families and our community. So a couple of things, and it really in no particular order. We've announced that Investors Bank, we will defer mortgage payments and waive late fees for up to 90 days for those that are experiencing financial hardship as a direct result of the COVID crisis. If a customer hasn't already applied for a special relief program or to learn more, they can contact us by sending us a secure email through our online banking, or they can go online at investorsbank.com in order to learn more information about some of the special relief programs that we have in place. They can call one of our representatives on the NICE team at 855-422-6548. We're doing our best there to answer questions for our customers. And you can imagine at a time like this, we have a pretty high call volume. We're also, if a customer has already applied for a forbearance on their mortgage, then no further action is needed at this time at Investors. We will contact them to discuss their options before that initial 90-day forbearance expires. Customers who are enrolled in the program are not going to be charged late fees. Their accounts will not be reported as delinquent during this time. And if, sadly, if after the initial 90 days that hardship has still not been resolved, we'll continue to work with those customers because, we recognize that we're in this together. Some of the other things we're doing, some of the things that perhaps people don't think about, we're waiving ATM fees. We're waiving our ATM fees for our clients who can't make it to the Investors branches. We're waiving that penalty fee. On CDs, we're waiving penalty fees for breaking CDs because we recognize that for many families, they need access to the money. And while a CD was a great choice for them perhaps months ago or a year ago, they need that money now, and so we're waiving those fees. We are increasing courtesy waivers for charges such as monthly service charges on accounts or for overdrafts. If a person you know, mistakenly didn't realize the amount of money they had in their account. You know, we want to be a bank that supports our clients, not a bank that takes advantage of our clients. And so, you know, I would urge everyone, you know, reach out to us, talk to us in person, reach out to us online, because we have so many programs available to support our customers in our communities. And, you know, talking to you today, I know that by tomorrow morning, we'll have even more. For example, as the government starts to get its arms around and provides clarity around business lending programs and the opportunities for business owners to take advantage of some of the government funds that will be made available, you can bet that we will be on the front line with our customers, helping them get access to those funds so that when the time is right, they can reopen those businesses. They can rehire those employees that they furloughed so that we can help kickstart our economy in our local communities and get people back to work and get those economies going again. But when the time is right.
Yeah, but Bill, when I talk to you, it's always so energizing. You're always so upbeat. It's like so beautiful. It's like, what? You know, almost feels like nothing's going on when I'm talking to you. It's like, I really mean it.
There is a lot going on, but you know what? This is not a time for despair. This is a time for hope and for optimism. Yeah. Our country, the world, you know, wherever we come from, we recognize that we are in this together. Right. And sometimes maybe we just need to boost each other up and remind each other that at the end of the day, we are all neighbors. And we can look out for each other. And you know, banks, I think, play an important part in that in terms of supporting the community. And you know, banks have been labeled essential businesses by our government, by our regulators. And I think that's really important because people need to know that even in times of tremendous hardship, that, you know, that there's still resources out there that will support them. And look, this is where I think we as humans, we as neighbors, as friends, this is where we are at our best in making sure that the people that we serve get the right financial education, get the right financial support, get the right access to the resources that they need to get their lives back on track. Because, you know, clearly, you know, this has changed all of our plans. You know, the last time you and I spoke, I don't even think we knew this was on the horizon, but, you know, it's an indication of how times change. But what doesn't change is our commitment to one another and the commitment of the bank to the community to make sure that we are looking out for one another.
So special. And like you mentioned earlier on, that, you know, this brings out the best in so many, unfortunately the worst in some, but you know, by and large, it's bringing out the best in so many. Really,
I agree.
Really special.
I agree. And we have so many examples of that across the bank. We have branches that are buying groceries and leaving them on the doorstep of customers, elderly customers, where they know their families aren't nearby. We have employees working, you know, wearing surgical masks at food banks and standing out in parking lots, making sure that as cars drive by, they can drop off meals. There's just so many different things we're doing. We are, you know, sending food to hospitals to recognize the staffs in the hospitals that are serving our communities. It really is. It is encouraging to me, just as you described. It is encouraging to see people rise up to the challenge, to take action. And to be thinking of one another, even in a time like this. So, you didn't give me a chance to plug you. Look, this is a really valuable public service you provide as well.
Thank you.
And that shouldn't go unmentioned. I really appreciate you allowing us to join you on the program. But, you know, just the fact that you're talking about this on the program, that actually provides value to your listeners. So thank you for that.
So special. Folks, that was Bill Brown, Chief Retail Banking Officer at Investors Bank. Earlier on in the program, we heard from Dominic A. Kama, the president and COO, and from Michael McIntyre, head of business and government banking. You'll be able to pick up the entire episode by Tuesday morning at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. This wraps up another amazing edition. Tonight's edition brought to you by Investors Bank. But tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.